This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Primary election ballots are hitting mailboxes. If you've lost or are missing yours, there's still time to request a replacement. Arapahoe County Elections Director Peg Pearl says you have 2 weeks to ask for a new ballot from your local county clerk's office.
As we get closer to the election in that final week, then it's too late to mail a replacement to you, but you can still come pick one up or go vote in person once those vote centers open on June 20th.
Primary voting ends a week later on June 28th. Denver Broncos players are reacting positively to news they'll likely soon have new owners. The team announced this week that they'll have entered into a purchase agreement with a group headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton. Lineman Garrett Bowles says he's excited to see what the new owners do with the team.
I'm glad it's behind us, but at the same time, I think we have a phenomenal group of people that are going to run this organization. I feel like they're going to come in here and do what it takes to get back to where we need to be and build this organization like it should be.
The sale still needs approval from all of the NFL's owners before it's final. That could happen in the next 30 to 60 days. Colorado State University's president is stepping down at the end of the month. CPR's Paolo Scialcita has more.
The Fort Collins University announced Joyce McConnell's departure Thursday morning during a Board of Governors meeting. McConnell will receive a $1.5 million buyout for the remainder of her contract under the Mutual Separation Agreement. A search for her replacement will begin soon. McConnell was CSU's 15th president. She became the first woman to hold the office in 2019. I'm Paolo Scialcita, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.